This is Rage Quit Refit with Rich Morrow.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 2 of Rage Quit Refit. I'm your host, Rich, and today we're going to talk about trolls. Today I'm joined by my co-host,
Nathan, and Steve-O is a guest host.
Yeah, he ain't a real host. For the Christmas special. The Christmas special. All right, so today what we're going to take a look at is a Grimm 2 list, and I guess I'm going to let Steve-O launch the list. It's his list. We're going to refit.
All right. If I remember correctly...
Oh, my God.
It's been like 3 months since I sent you this. It was an Epic Grimm with Dozer and Smig, a Bomber, an Impaler, Min Pharaoh Bone Grinders... I believe there was a battle engine in there. Thank you very much. Dozer, Bomber, Impaler, War Wagon, Min Bone Grinders, Max Krill Warriors with Unit Attachment, Max Burrowers, Fell Collar, and a Room Bearer. So go ahead and start taking it apart and telling me what you think.
Alright, so the first thing is, I'll be the first to admit, Grimm 2 is my favorite Trollcaster. He's really, really fun. I think he's really, really good. He fits like a niche the other trolls don't fit. So I think you're on the right track with Grimm 2 as your caster.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mortality is obviously a really good spell. I like the Bone Grinders because they help increase the range of that. So
I don't have trolls in War Room.
I do. All
right. Pull up your War Room so we can talk about what Grimm 2 does. Sure. And people.
Now, you know. It does need to be said, a lot of people like just taking Grimm 1 over Grimm 2.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, not everybody can be right. All right, so let's talk about the Hunter's Grimm here. The Hunter's Grimm is a Trollblood Epic Warlock unit. Grimm himself is Speed 6, Strength 7, Mat 6, Rat 8, Defense 16, Armor 15. He is tough, he is a Pathfinder, and he is the Officer. His weapons are a Headhunter, which is a Range 13, Rate of Fire 1, Power 13, Magical Gun, and Gunblade, which is a Power 5, Power plus Strength 12. If you're swinging this, you fucked up.
It's got takedown, right? No, the other guy has takedown.
Grimm has takedown. Thanks, Nate. Good call.
There you go.
He is a Trollkin, Warlock unit made up of Grimm, Muggs, and Crump. And Headhunter has the ability Blood Lure. Warbeast in this model's battle group can charge any mouse hit with this weapon this turn without being forced.
He has Mage Sight, he has Mirage, he has Mortality, and he has Pursuit.
Okay. All right, so he has Muggs and Crump.
You didn't go over the feet.
They're both Speed 6, Strength 5. He has no feet. Mat 5, Rat 6, Defense 14, Armor 12. I'm kidding. We'll go over his feet in a minute. They're both Tough and Pathfinder. Muggs has the Snare Gun, which is a Range 8, Power 0. The Hand Axe is a Power plus Strength 8. Once again, don't swing it. Crump has the Blunderbuss, which is a Range 8, Rate of Fire 1, Power 12, and also has a Power 8 Hand Axe. Muggs and Crump do have some pretty good abilities, though. Muggs gives the unit Reform. And he has takedown as well. The snare gun has knockdown, so no damage, but it knocks down on a hit. Crump gives the unit circular vision, which is also pretty amazing, because you can't mess up with positioning. He has takedown, and he has trapper, which is one of my personal favorites. Plays a 5-inch AoE in base contact with this model. The AoE remains in play for one round. Living and undead models entering or ending their activation of the AoE, so for a power 10 damage roll, any models damaged by trapper are knocked down. Incorporeal models and models of flight do not suffer the effects of trapper. So, and then his feet. You got his feet pulled up, Steve-O?
I do.
I got it now.
The feet is called On My Mark. While in Grimm's control area, friendly faction models gain mark target, and friendly faction models gain with ranged weapons gain snipe. Mark target is when the model is within 5 inches of an enemy model and in its line of sight, it gets plus 2 to range attack rolls, and snipe is plus 4 inches of range.
So, his feet's very reminiscent of the other Grimm's feat.
Yeah, it's similar.
The defense bonus, the defense penalty is very similar to plus 2 to hit. They're comparable.
Yeah, like one of my favorite strategies with Grimm is just assassinate the caster. Like, if they're not careful, you play a lot of models in the list that can get within 5 inches easily, like Finblades with Mirage, Big Burrowers, and if you can land that model, you just have the battle group just mow their caster down.
Yeah, the snipe snare gun is what sets up a lot of the assassination play.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go directly into the battle group, because this is the area where me and you will probably have very different opinions, Steve-O, because I actually played Hunter's Grimm for a while myself.
Yeah, I saw.
And I'm not going to say my version's right, I'm just saying that it's right. All right, so...
it can't be right. Just can't be.
So, we have an Impaler, a Bomber, and Dozer and Smig. So let's start with the bomber. Yes. Like 100%, you play a bomber with Egrim. I don't think there's no reason not to. It's just it's the best beast for what he does. Mm-hmm. Okay. The Impaler is also really good. Being able to hand out snipe is
useful. You got the bomber, you have an Impaler.
Right, exactly. So Dozer and Smig, what does it do for this list?
Well, Dozer and Smig, first of all, he just came out, so I was like, well, let me look at him, see what he does. He brings something to trolls that they haven't had before, and that's a range 14 gun with a AoE 3 power 14, and it has arcing fire. His Animus, I thought, would help a little bit with the blank shot. Give it to the bomber if he doesn't need the Impaler's Animus, or on feet turn, and give him +2 to hit with his bombs, making him effectively rat 7. He could also put it on himself during Grimm's feet turn, where he doesn't need the Impaler's Animus, which really he doesn't. Range 18 is kind of in the ridiculous zone. Other than that, that's about all he does. All
right, so now let me challenge your choice with my choice, which was the Blitzer. Mm-hmm. Same points. You've got D3 initial shots on it. It's still not a bad beast in melee with the two big meaty fists. The Animus Repulsion being useful across the army, well, really him and Grimm, because if Grimm gets locked down, it gets Grimm out of jail, right. And it gives you scenario but this list doesn't really have otherwise. So there's that, and also the fact that on the feet turn, the Blitzer's going to go up to a 14-inch range.
Mm-hmm.
With at least one shot, potentially three.
Right. Now, my problem with the Blitzer has always been that D3 shots. I always thought if I was going to put a Blitzer in, I would just try to find the 1 point for a second bomber, because I like the guaranteed two shots over the D3 shots. Dozer and Smig, of course, would be working against that idea, because he is a guaranteed one shot. And again, this was kind of like Dozer and Smig just came out, and I want to put him on the table.
New shiny syndrome?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's put him in the list, just because I want to see what he does. Because I'm not going to play Gunbjorn ever, and Dozer and Smig works well with him. We all know it. But I'm still never going to play him.
We don't say Gunbjorn on this podcast.
You just did.
We say it as a joke a lot.
You say Zirkova.
You guys
a lot.
Say this. I don't say that.
You say Zirkova all the time.
No, he doesn't.
I don't. There is no
so Zirkova. The thing is, Dozer gives Blitzers +2 to attack rolls. And I don't know if there's anything there. If you guys want to explore that kind of
it
mentality.
Makes him Matt and Rat 7.
Exactly.
But he always has to be up in front. Because they have to
Well,
see
you just
him.
Have to position your guy correctly.
Well, I mean, also, like, the big turn where it's important, they're probably going to sit still to aim. So it's going to put him to a 5 to a 7, and he's going to have +2 for marked target. He's going to be a rat 9. That's really respectable rat.
Yeah.
That's, like, on a boost, you're going to hit most.
It's only PAL 11, though, right?
The what's it? PAL 13.
PAL 13.
On the gun?
Yes.
Okay. That's not bad.
Yeah.
It's definitely, like, if it's something that you get, like, two shots on a caster and you boost both of the damage rolls, it's something that'll hurt.
Right. And, I mean, so, I'm not saying that. The thing about Dozer and Smig is just, it's a 14-inch range gun, 14. The Animus is good, but I don't feel like he does anything else for the army.
Yeah, he's inaccurate, so he's never going to hit.
Well, he does on feet turn.
If he sits still to aim and will mark the target, his rat is
6.
What it is on the line.
6. And then he puts his own Animus on himself, goes to 8.
And so besides that one shot that's only going to be good on feet turn,
mm-hmm.
I just don't feel like he's doing enough for you.
He might not be.
And, I mean, I feel like the Blitzer, like, once again, it's...
I will say what I love about the Blitzer is its Animus.
Yeah, Repulsion, if I've played against Legion enough to know that Repulsion can lose you a game. If you get toward end game and you have someone that's just kind of sitting on the edge of the zone to contest it, and you're like, Blitzer, move up, Repulse, good game.
Right.
Like, that's just good to have. It's utility in this list. It's also good for... You know, moving him up, like, okay, your Fenblade's got kind of locked down. You need a few more to get the charge. Blitzer moves up, Repulse, they're free.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a lot of utility in Repulsion. It's still a good gun for the army. And once again, he can beat on stuff, too.
Okay. Well, so, before I forget, I also remember I put Dozer and Smig in the list to put the Animus on the battle wagon.
All right, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. That is one thing I definitely think drops from this list. It's not that it's a bad battle engine. I just don't think this is the list for it. We'll get to that. All right. So... My suggestion for the battle group is just a straight switch.
Dozer and
Smig. I got speech acne, dog. And brain acne.
Dozer for Blitzer.
Yeah, so Dozer for Blitzer. It's a straight up switch. It's not hurting your list at all at this point. And I just think it's going to give you more utility.
All right.
Like, I mean, I want you to playtest both of these lists that we come up with, like your list and then what we give you, and mm-hmm. just see which one does better. And let us know. It'll be a fun little adventure to go down together.
All right.
Just me and you. And the rest of the Rage Quit crew. I got firsties. Anyway. All right. So, battle group aside, let's see what else we got. We got the War Wagon, Men Bone Grinders, Max Krill Warriors with UA, Max Burrowers, Felcaller, Rune Bear. I haven't played in a while, so I'm a little iffy on some of these points. So, why the War Wagon?
The War Wagon.
A second knockdown shot?
Second knockdown shot that I could use outside of Grimm's activation. It's AoE 5, power 16.
It has to direct hit to knockdown?
It does. Yes.
Okay, and it's rat.
It's AoE 5, so you don't have to directly hit, like, what you want knockdown.
No, I get that. I get that. But
it's rat is 5. But with Dozer's Animus, it could be 7. And on feat turn, it could be 9.
Still, how many points is that thing?
It's 9.
It's 9?
It's a Blitzer's points.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of points. Like, I would rather you play Dozer and Smig and a Blitzer than the War Wagon in this list. Like, I can see what you're going for with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think there's other things that can give you
It's just like sheer volume of attacks, because it only really ever gets the gunshot.
Yeah. Right. Like, you know what I like in place of this? Finding a point and putting any full unit of Finblades with UA.
Mm-hmm.
Finblade, I played against you using Finblades with Grim 2. It's what made me like them. You put Mirage on them. Mirage is Vengeance. One's getting within 5 of your caster. They're
right.
Really good for that. They're also just a good... Finblades are just an amazing unit to rush across the board, knock the hell out of a bunch of stuff, particularly buffed, mm-hmm. and then just not lose as many to return fire.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, I would... First suggestion... Not putting anything in, just dropping the War Wagon from the list. Once again, I'm not saying your list is bad.
Yeah, I'm just saying your list is bad. Battle Engines on the table.
No,
I don't hate Thumper Crew with E-Grim. I'm going to put that up there.
It's part of his tier.
If you want something that like gives you a knockdown shot, it's 2 points. So, that's 3 points. 3 points. Feel on is 2, but you could take 2 of these if you're looking for extra knockdown shots.
Right, yeah. For 4 points.
But I'm just like...
Oh, it's not just knockdown, it's slam, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and that can actually set up other knockdowns as well, because you can slam something into something else.
Right. You can most certainly slam your own model into something else.
Correct.
And knock it
you
down.
You can do that.
And you are playing 40 mil based models primarily. So.
Slam your own Fenblade. You won't take damage from the slam.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So,
it's pretty hilarious.
I'm also not sure the Bone Grinders. Are they in here just to give +2 range on mortality?
That and they are Animus insurance.
There, yes. Okay. If any of your
it allows me to be a little bit more
aggressive
with in the Impalers.
Okay, we'll leave the Men Bone Grinders. The Max Krill Warriors. I think that's another thing that come out. I just think Finblades are better in that role.
Oh, I put in the Krill Warriors to be a Tar Pit unit, and they were the best I could find for 8 points.
Okay.
So no, I would fully agree with you taking them out and replacing them with even Gatorman Posse if we could find another point. I actually thought Gatorman Posse originally should be in this list.
No, I can. Like, he definitely. I had a discussion with somebody about just running Grim with minions out the ass. Another good thing for this list is his feat, friendly faction model within 5 inches gain more of the target. Or is it friendly models?
Friendly faction.
Okay, so bog trucks can't do it.
Trolls are pretty notorious for having feats that only affect their own models.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible.
I'll be the first to say that trolls have terrible feats.
Okay.
Do Sluggers not have a UA?
Sluggers are terrible, and we're not going to talk about them anymore.
Yeah, we're done. Nathan, you're fired.
They not have a UA? I had a simple question.
They do not have a UA, and I don't like models that have to stand still to get the most utility out of them.
But in this list, it's not that bad, right? Because you get the snipe turn.
Actually, the first time I played Hunter's Grim, I did kill Richard's Gatsby 3 with a Slugger. But that's the only time they were ever even like a glimmer in my eye. We're not talking about him anymore. Richard's giving me the death eye. Death eyes.
So the first thing you should put in your list is Sluggers. Two units of Sluggers. Anyway, all right, so let's take out the War Wagon. Let's take out the Krill Warriors and the UA for Krill Warriors. Burrowers. I love Burrowers with him because if you can time it right so they come up, they will just kill a caster off each turn.
If you said that the Burrowers need to come out, I was going to walk away from this mic.
No, I would not say
drop
that.
Drop the mic. I'm out of here.
No, the Burrowers are the best marked target unit I can bring. They immediately become range 8, power 14, and they actually hit stuff with their guns.
No, you bring them up in the back arc, and you sit still. Yeah. So they're at 4 base. Mm-hmm. All right, they got a 6 for mark the target. Mm-hmm. They got an 8 for aim. They got a 10 for back arc.
Yep.
And if you land a mortality, 12. And then pal 16.
Yeah.
You're 14, just like...
14.
The 14 base.
Oh, mortality, yes.
Mortality makes them 16. You're just like...
Boom.
Bang, dead.
No, the burrowers.
I've done
are,
that, and like two burrowers ends game.
Yes,
like it's ridiculous.
No, burrowers so are straight up.
Burrowers stay. Fellcaller, mm-hmm. I agree with, and Runebearer, I agree with. So, all right, what do we have points left? The list right now should contain Epic Grim. It should contain a Bomber, a Blitzer, and Impaler. It should contain Max Burrowers, a Fellcaller, and a Runebearer.
The wagon.
We are dumping their wagon. I think we're switching Dozer for a Blitzer.
Okay, same points total there, right?
Yep, and we're dumping the Grail Warriors. Which is 8 points free.
Now it puts us at 37-54.
Okay. 37-54. So first thing I think goes in.
That's with Grim, a Runebearer, a Bomber, a Blitzer, an Impaler, a Fellcaller, Pig Borers, and the Pharaoh Bone Grinders.
Right. All right. So the first thing I think we add is Finblades. Full Finblades with UA.
Okay, that's 10 points.
Okay.
It means I have 7 left over.
You have 7 left. I don't hate Chronicler in this list. Like, max buffs on the Finblades really help them. Okay. But at the same time, it's not a buff army, so...
I've started to tear away from Chroniclers because the way they protect the Finblades is you are either lucky on tough rolls or your guys are dying.
I mean, you do play trolls.
Mm. They do have a lot of tough rolls in there.
They do, yeah.
I would rather spend the points on a Kithgar.
Why don't you just play real army? Don't you play Kricks now? Why are you making a troll list treat?
Because I sent you this 3 months ago.
All right, so what do we got left now? We got 7 points.
Yes.
The Kithgar, how is he? I don't actually know.
He is a 2-point beat stick. He gives Tactician to Fenblades. He has Unyielding. He has Hard.
He has Righteous Vengeance.
And he has Righteous Vengeance.
Which is pretty good.
And he's about 13 with reach.
7 points. So how do you feel about Swamp Troll in this list for 4? The Animus, once again, being really good on Grim. Or Janessa, even. But Janessa's probably on one of your other lists.
Yeah, no, character restriction. Janessa's okay. Probably somewhere else.
I played Janessa in this list because you put the Wall and the Swamp Troll Animus in your don't really stack. But, yeah, since you can't do that, added defense on Grim is always going to be a plus. Like, you're going to have your AoE, but there's ways around that. Mm-hmm. Swamp Troll Animus is basically Ashen Veil. So concealment and -2 attack to living models in melee mm-hmm. is really good for Grim. Like, it'll just straight save you. In like a last like ditch effort, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's good to have.
The Swatch Roll's okay. I have played many games with him, and his Animus is fine, except that it's ranged self, so Grim has to cast it himself, which he's kind of busy.
Not the whole game.
A lot of
he's going to shoot his gun.
Yeah,
he's going to upkeep Mirage. He's probably going to cast Mortality once
on the turn it matters. Yeah.
Well, I cast Mortality a lot. Like, Boom Howlers, Mortality. Get them out of here. I'm done with them.
No, they're not even a unit at that point.
Right. Just saying, it's an option.
Okay.
It's an option.
I'll keep it in mind. What I actually want to put on the table is Horgul Iron Strike.
Pyre Troll.
Slag Troll, actually, over Pyre Troll.
I think you do both.
If we can find the points. Yes.
Thing is, but if Grim's feat affects just friendly faction models. They don't even have to be in his battle group.
No, right. And that's what he wants. Grim wants stuff that can boost the hit and boost the damage on his feat turn, I think, more than anything else.
Yeah, I don't hate that. Like, it was in the back of my head working its way out. Yeah. So, Horgul Iron Strike is 4 points.
He's three.
So that's 3 of the 7. That leaves 4. He reduces the points of these, right?
Right, the Pyre Troll would be 4 points.
Right, so the Pyre Troll's 4 points. That's our 7.
It doesn't work in more room?
No, they haven't edited it so that it works that way. So it will be a point over.
Alright.
Okay, so we're a point over now. How many points is Slag Troll? He's 4?
Slag Troll's 6.
He's 6. So we need to find 5 points in this list.
Well, how important is the Fellcaller? I always put him in there as kind of a crutch.
The Fellcaller makes the Finblades hit, first of all. He gives the Finblades Pathfinder, second of all.
Yeah, but if we're not too worried about them hitting for a point cheaper, we could just bring Saxon.
I worry about them hitting. Like, you need them to do work, also.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want them to get the... You want them to basically get the mini feet turn to no quarter. Charge across the board.
Okay.
Kill some stuff. After that, it doesn't matter. You're just trying to get more than 5. But that initial hit, you want to work. Fellcaller's also got a range attack. It's a spray, but it's good. And he's got 2 Weapon Master attacks, so he's not just a support.
No, he's absolutely amazing for 3 points. That's why he's almost in every list as a crutch.
He also stands all your dudes up.
Yeah, which is big. Finblades are all knocked down, and you're like, Reveille. He's going to Reveille.
Well, what we could do is, we could not run both Slag and Pyre Troll. We'd run one or the other.
I like Pyre.
Can you,
There's
can
so
you...
many casters in the game that are allergic to fire.
You could put one in Specialists.
Yeah.
Swap out.
I will say...
Like, you could put, like, the Pyre Troll in Specialists. and then you bring him in if you're playing against Legion or Minoff or somebody that's going to set your shit on fire.
9 times out of 10, though, I would put in the Slag Troll because that rate of fire, too, is bonkers.
Yeah.
And the Pyro Troll's Animus is great for, yes, for exactly what you said, Legion and Minoff, and that's when I would switch him out.
Yeah.
The problem there is we'd have to actually find 2 more points to put in the Slag Troll.
That's a lot easier than 5.
That's true. So if you take the Pyro Troll out, we could drop the Burwers to a min.
That's true.
Or you can drop the Rune Bear.
This
Rune Bear is
a
not...
point right now. Right?
Rune Bear.
This is a point over right now. We got Grim plus the Rune Bear plus Bomber plus Blitzer plus Impaler plus Failcaller plus Horgul plus Slag Troll. Plus...
It's actually 2 points over right now.
That's what I'm saying. Slag Troll isn't calculated correctly, so it's only a point over. So we have to find 1 point.
Well.
So things that come to mind are, the Rune Bear is not an assistant. I played it in this list, too. I know why he's there.
Yeah.
It's not... It's good, but it's not a necessity.
Okay.
It's something that could go into your specialist with the Pyro Troll.
Yeah, it could. We could easily take him out and switch him out for, like, either a Feral Geist or,
Swamp Gobbers.
Or we could upgrade the... No, we want variety. I wouldn't upgrade the Blitzer to another Bomber. Okay. I'm a huge fan of variety.
No, I agree. Like, 2 Bombers is sweet, but Blitzer, bro.
All right, so we have a point left over. We could either max out the Feral Bone Grinders.
You could do that. I'm actually a big fan of just adding a Feral Geist to a list when you have a point. It's an incorporeal model that can contest.
Yeah.
And people aren't going to go out of their way to kill it, especially War Machine Monster. They're like, oh, that thing doesn't do anything to me. And then later in the game, they're like, oh, shit, I'm out of magical weapon. That thing's contesting. I can't do anything about it.
And there actually was an errata where the Feral Geist is now a direct counter to Venithrax.
Huh. I haven't seen that. Explain.
It has been changed to the Feral Geist is within range, command range, of a beast. The beast still die. Well, no, actually it doesn't. That was what it was errated. It does not count as being dead. The Fury is reaved off of it, or taken away from it first. You don't get to reave it.
Okay.
And then the Feral Geist goes into the beast, and it does not count as destroyed.
Oh, that's
so,
really good.
So therefore, Venithrax does not get the Fury that was there.
Granted, we only have one guy that's ever going to play you with Venithrax.
Right? It would work against Rias, too.
Yeah.
She's more popular since her errata.
Yeah.
Since getting reach.
All right.
I'm just saying Feral Geist is a good option. Swamp Gobbers are also good. Like, having Consumption on Grim is going to be a good thing. Since you're not playing the Swamp Troll.
And there is really no way to block
also, that takes the thing about the Swamp Gobbers and a troll list, it takes all those 12s up to 14s, which are actually a little more worrisome.
Yeah.
Like, there's no point in time where we're like, oh no, 12 defense, oh my god. But sometimes I'm like, fuck, these bitches are like circle. You're like, I'm gonna hit this Stalker. Oh, shit, I missed. It's 14.
Yep. He had to
only against range, but yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean, still.
So it's really just a toss-up, really, with the Feral Geist or
it's
the
preference.
Gobbles.
Yeah, I would say preference there.
Depending on how much space you have in your specialist, you can throw.
So, that's going to put us at our version of the list, which is...
Hunter's Grim, Dour, Troll, Bomber, Troll, Impaler, Troll, Blitzer, Failcaller, Hero, Horgul, Iron Strike, Slag Troll, Pig Burrowers, Pharaoh, Bone Grinders, Trollkin, Fin Blades, and UA.
All right, yeah.
With 1 point for Feral Geist or seasoning as seasoning.
Which really one or the other could just be in specialists.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I used to build light menu lists with 3 Feral Geist just because there's 3 incorporeal models that can contest.
Yeah.
Now, what I also like in specialist is Totem Hunter. Do you think he would fit in this list at all?
If he would trigger mark the target for you, then I'd say yes, definitely. He's probably one of the best models to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But because he doesn't, I would say no. He's just going to kill a couple models and get squashed. Like Totem Hunters do.
They do. They do get squashed. I still love them. I'll put them in every list. That has 3 points left over.
Do we need to get the Creel Stone in here?
Grim doesn't have the Fury to give it.
Well, the thing is, I ran the Creel Stone at a min with the UA just because incorporeal and stealth.
Yeah. That is his one problem. That's why people probably will pick Grim 1 over Grim 2, because he can't get rid of incorporeal.
But your Bone Grinders are what's taking the spot of what I would have had in as a Cruel Stone. And that makes sense. It's a good call, too. But like being able to ignore incorporeal and stealth with the battle group is kind of a big deal.
But you got Mage Sight, so you can ignore stealth. Yeah.
For the battle group.
With your beast.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah.
You just gotta... I mean, there isn't a whole lot in there that's a huge threat as an incorporeal model, except it cricks with the Blood Witches or
Black
the...
That Blood Witches are a huge problem for this list.
Oh, yeah.
Any troll list.
Right.
So, I mean, it's worth having it. Once again, it's 4 points. Put in your specialist.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the... You can swap out as need bit. Like, you could be like, okay, you're playing Kriggs. So I'll drop out Horgul and the Slag Troll. I'll put in the Krill Stone and a couple of the 1 point, you know, solos that I put in my specialist.
My issue is that Grimm just never has the fury to give the stone, except on turn one.
Turn one, you dump it. That's all I ever did. I dumped it, and then I ran him up the board and spent it.
Can Horgul dump it to the stone?
Yes, no. He can. No. No, he can't. No. I spoke too soon. I thought he could. That would be amazing.
Friendly warlock. Because they're not warlocks, right? They're not warlocks.
Right. They're not warlocks.
They're fucking baby. Baby magic casters. So, we got a little time left to kill. What?
No. The jacks that he get aren't friendly faction.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I was like,
mule!
Yeah, I was like, if you could get Relic Morclaw with a mule and get it to be work to get the bonus from Grimm's feet, this shit is bananas.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Yes, bananas.
So we got some time to kill. So I have missed a few podcasts. I have a few things to say. Hey. I cannot be bothered to give a damn to talk about that team tournament. B. My favorite model in the game that is terrible. C. I missed you guys.
My favorite model in the game that's terrible is Clamjack with two guns on his shoulders. I forget his name. It's like...
Take it out, baby! I'm a 25, bro!
Demolisher?
Yeah.
I love Demolisher.
I like the idea.
Don't listen to Steve. He's wrong.
I said I like the looks of it. I know it's terrible.
No, it's good.
What?
Have you seen the rat on those? They can slam. Yes.
I know. It's got guns. It wants to shoot them.
It does not want to shoot them. But late game, let's say you pop Source's feet, and you're like, oh, I'll just hit you with two pow whatever guns these are.
At point blank range, because I got a gunfighter.
Yes. It's good. Damn it. All right, anyway, where was I? Let's see.
You missed everyone, except me, because I'm not normally here.
I see you. A good bit.
That's true. Come down to the store all the time, play this Relic Knights thing.
I play a lot of games. Don't judge me. I would like to add that I did recently order some Cephalix. Thinking about going to Mace. Probably going to play in the last chance. Beat all you noobs that are going to be in it. Because, you know, I couldn't win a qualifier normally. But I blame that on Faction ADD. I'm just screwing. I didn't even want to win. I didn't even try. All right, guys. Well, sorry for rambling, and sorry for such a quick and not good rage quit refit. But
it was fine. Just trolls.
Somehow Mike will take this bramble of bullshit that has happened in the last 3 minutes. He will make it masterful. Or maybe I'm giving Mike too much credit. I don't know. So anyway, guys, I'm Rich.
Nathan.
And Steve-O.
And we'll talk to you on the next Rage Quit Refit!
You've been listening to Rage Quit Refit, a Rage Quit radio podcast. Would you like your list to appear on the refit? Send it in. You can email us at ragequitradiopodcast@gmail.com. Just put refit in the subject line. You can find out more about the refit and all the RQR podcasts by visiting us at ragequitradio.blogspot.com.